This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the caveat that we try real hard on this program not to get all jargony, there are days when you got to do what you got to do, and today is one of them. Jargon in question is something called the Phillips curve, which says that the lower the unemployment rate gets, like it is right now, inflation should start getting higher and higher, like it is right. Well, no, that's the point. Unemployment is really low, but inflation is basically flat. Here's why I mention it. This week, during his testimony on Capitol Hill that Sudeep and Catherine and I were talking about, Fed Chair Jay Powell said, basically, the Phillips curve, once again, the relationship between unemployment and inflation that has been part of the standard framework for decades, Powell said that doesn't really work anymore. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what broke it.
The unemployment rate in the U.S. is 3.7%. That's pretty good. People having jobs is, it's great. And actually, it's part of the Federal Reserve's job to keep unemployment down. But the Fed has a fear that if the unemployment rate gets too low, prices could rise too much in the economy. It's also the Fed's job to keep prices stable.
If demand is very high, you're going to see prices rise.
Stephen Cicchetti teaches at Brandeis International Business School. Because as the labor market gets tighter, wages do tend to rise. They've been rising a little. And the idea is that with those bigger paychecks, demand goes up, prices go up faster. That has happened before, but it is not happening now.
The link between domestic wages and domestic prices is much weaker because of globalization.
The economy is not a cute little self-contained box. We buy stuff from all around the world, so prices are affected by things all around the world. So it's harder to say, gosh, wages are going up, so prices must too. Also, another reason it's gotten harder to tell when inflation is going to get out of control is it's actually been forever since inflation was out of control. Alan Dettmeister is an economist at UBS.
The Fed has been very good at keeping inflation relatively constant since the late 90s, so that inflation doesn't get into individuals' expectations.
What he's saying is inflation doesn't get into people's heads. They don't worry about it. Companies aren't paranoid about it. They don't change their prices that often. So inflation doesn't really move much or very quickly. On the one hand, all of this is to say that it's gotten harder for the Fed to tell whether the unemployment rate is too low, whether high inflation is just around the corner. But the flip side is, maybe it's not all that urgent.
They can focus much more on the real side of the economy.
The Fed probably doesn't have to worry too much that anything crazy is going to happen with inflation all of a sudden anytime soon. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.